So we've been looking at probation in Staffordshire and Stoke. Probation is delivered by two organisations, and what we've found there is that they both need to do more to improve the quality and consistency of their work. Now, some of the work being done was good, so the things that one of the companies was doing to provide help for people with drug addictions, for example, was good, and also they had some good services especially designed for women, which were very welcome indeed. But on the bread and butter work, if you like, more needs to be done.
And there was concern about the number of caseloads people were having to deal with.
That's right. So as we're inspecting probation services around the country, we're finding that high caseloads for those dealing with medium and low risk of offenders, that those caseloads can be on the high side, and we found that here. So some case officers had up to 80 cases, and of course if you've got that number of cases, you really do need very good management systems, very close supervision to make sure that things run smoothly and you don't lose sight of something. That's the risk, really.
And did you find any evidence that things were being lost sight of or cases not being handled quite as well as they could have been?
So what we found in both the NPS and the CRC, actually, was that cases could start well. You know, the initial planning and assessment could be acceptable, but then too often that wasn't followed through sufficiently well. You know, one of the reasons for that would, of course, be, you know, the volume of work. But obviously plans are good, you know, it's good to see, but we want to see them followed through robustly as well.
I guess for most people they won't realise how complicated it's become with probation services at the moment. Just describe to me who's running probation in Staffordshire and how that works.
Okay, so it's the same in Staffordshire as it is elsewhere. So for the minority of offenders that are assessed as high risk of harm individuals, they're being managed by a division of a National Probation Services, which is a public sector organisation. So if you like, they're kept within the arms of the state. But the majority of offenders aren't high risk, they're assessed as medium or low risk. And for about 2 years now, they have been managed by a number of private companies, 21 private companies across England and Wales, known as CRCs or Community Rehabilitation Companies.
And how do you find that system is working?
So it was a very big change, no doubt at all. And at the time that this change came about, the new companies were also asked to take on a good amount of additional work. So they now supervise short sentence offenders, and they didn't get any supervision before. And they're also required to step through the prison gate, if you like, and assist people in prison as they prepare to be released. So a big change in the delivery arrangements and responsibilities and extra work as well. And that has been difficult, I think, for those companies to bed in. So we still see now some of the teething problems there. But they were very big changes, you know, to get bedded in. So we're out there inspecting, looking area by area to see just how well or badly they're doing, pointing out, yes, where they're doing well so that people can learn. So here we're pointing out good services for women and good services for those addicted to drugs, but also pointing out where services in your area need to improve. And here we want that company to get much better at protecting the public from the risk of harm.
Yeah, I've got a quote from you here from the Press Association saying that the bread and butter work to protect the public was wanting. Mm. What would you like to see now then?
So what I'd like to see, and indeed what I'm sure we will see, because we have been engaging constructively with the organisation, that they will take our recommendations seriously, that they will act on those recommendations, that they will be improving their follow through in these cases. So having done an assessment at the beginning of the individual, making sure they follow that through with good public protection work alongside good rehabilitative work and so on. And of course, we'll be back to re-inspect to see how well they're doing.